lishtos yayin kol yemais achil. But all the days of the week, he is also to drink wine. It's kol yemais achil. Then we say, fakir, it's also for him to drink wine. Why? Because there's a suffix. Maybe Mashiach will come any day of the week. Strashi v'yosa kol yemais achil. Tal dilma osi. Maybe the Mashiach will come. So the Gemara, Iyan vid bishleima, yesh tchumim. If you tell me that it's also to travel, chutz l'tchum, even l'malam yudan Shabbos, haynu di b'shabbos usuviyamim toivim, muter. That's why Mashiach can't come on Shabbos and on Yom Tov. Because Mashiach is going to come from Shemayim Poshid, which is going to have to come chutz l'tchum. So even though he's traveling l'malam yasorah, but it's also to do it on Shabbos and Yom Tov. There's an issue to go out of the tchum. That's why it's good Mashiach can't come on Shabbos or on Yom Tov. But if you're going to tell me, ain't chumim b'shabbos v'yamim tovim, there's no din chum on Shabbos or on Yom Tov when you travel the malam yasara above. So my mutter, why is the mutter to drink wine on Shabbos? Why can't the Mashiach come on Shabbos? He'll fly from the malam yasara, he'll fly over the chum. So why is it us different? Why do we say he can't come on Shabbos? And for the Gemara, here there's no raya. Hey, the Gemara's kasha on my mutter. And for the Gemara, shani hosim, here it's different. The Yom HaKruah, the Pasuk says, Hine Yanoichi Shaleach Lechem Es Eliyahu HaNovi. Like Rashi says, Lefnei Bo Yom HaShem. Like Rashi says, Lefnei Biyaz Ben David, before Mashiach will come, is Yovi Eliyahu V'Yavaser. Lovaser. Eliyahu HaNovi will come to tell us that the Mashiach is coming. V'ho Loyos Eliyahu Miyesmel. So since Eliyahu HaNovi did not come on Friday, so mainly we know on Shabbos Mashiach can't come. So the kid says, the reason why Mashiach doesn't come on Shabbos is not because there's an Issa Tchum. But Alamaisa, we're talking about that on Friday, Eliyahu HaNavi didn't come. So therefore we know on Shabbos he also can't come. The Mashiach at least can't come. So the Mari Hochiv, this is the Svarom, V'chel kol yoyme v'yoyme namin l'shtori. Every day in the week there should also be mutif him to drink wine. Do lo yos Eliyahu Yesmel. Because yesterday we did not hear that Eliyahu HaNavi came. So since we did not hear that Eliyahu HaNavi came yesterday, the mail of today, Mashiach can't come. So Mashiach can't come today. Why is he ever a Nazir? He's called the man Eliyahu HaNavi doesn't come. We know Mashiach is not going to come. So he should never be a Nazir. He only made a Nazir. He only made himself to be a Nazir the day that Mashiach does come. So if we have a self, he could come any single day, it's good. But if you're telling me, since Eliyahu didn't come yesterday, that's why we never on Shabbos, Mashiach is not going to come. So every day is the same thing also. After Gemara Elo, what do we have to say? Elo Amrinim, Le Bezdin HaGodol Osa. No, Eliyahu HaNavi Zichu went to the Bezdin HaGodol, just we didn't hear about it. So Melo Hochinami, Leima Le Bezdin HaGodol Osa. Maybe Tarkan Friday, Eliyahu HaNavi went to Yerushalayim to the Bezdin HaGodol in Eretz Yisrael. And the people in Chutzlars didn't hear about it yet. But the Melo Mashiach could come on Shabbos. So now the Kasher is Shever. Why do we say that he makes a Nedim, not to be a Nazir, on the day Mashiach comes? He's not a Nazir on Shabbos. Why not? Maybe Eliyahu HaNavi came Friday, and on Shabbos Mashiach could come. Elamai Lachru is a Rai again, that what? That there is an Issa Tchum going to Malam Yasarim. And that's why Mashiach can't come on Shabbos. So that's Gemara, no, there's still no Rai. I'll say the Pshat is, Kva Mustach Lem Li Yisrael. We have like Avtocho, we are promised like, Shein Eliyahu Bo, Eliyahu HaNavi will not come, Loi Bi Arve Shabbosois, V'loi Bi Arve Yom Tovim. He will not come on an Erev Shabbos and will not come on Erev Yom Tov. Why? Mivnei HaTerech, not to shter us, to stop us from our work. It's an Erev Shabbos, everybody's busy preparing for Shabbos, making the shul and cleaning the house. So if Eliyahu HaNavi will come, like Rashi learns, Shemanichem Tzorech Shabbos, Loichem Lahak Laponav. People will stop preparing for Shabbos and they'll go give Eliyahu HaNavi Shalom Aleichem. They'll go be Mekab upon him. So today people should not stop preparing for Shabbos. Eliyahu HaNavi will not come on Friday. Since he will not come on Friday, Mimele, we know for sure Mashiach will not come on Shabbos. That's why he's allowed to drink the wine on Shabbos. So the Gemara, Kosalka Daitich, Yad Havimina, Midi Eliyahu LaYosa, just like Eliyahu HaNavi will not come on Friday, Erev Shabbos, the Chura, is Mashiach Nami LaYosi, B'mayli Shabbota. Who Adin Mashiach will not come on Erev Shabbos? For the same Svarim, not to shter, not to stop the people from preparing for Shabbos. Or B'zoi Lishdori, Lishdori, of the Zoi, the Liyosi, in Mashiach, Nam Liyosi, the Bemali Shabbat Lishdori. So the Zoi, every Friday, on Friday, should also be Mutta for this person to drink wine. Hey, just like Eliyahu HaNavi won't come on Friday, who are the Mashiach won't come on Friday? So not only should Shabbos be Mutta, but Friday should also be Mutta for this person to drink the wine. Because we know for sure Mashiach won't come on Friday. So the Mara Loi, I'll tell you, Zomer Eliyahu Layosi. I'll tell you, no, there's a difference. Eliyahu Anovi, he will not come on Friday. Of a Mashiach Osi. But it's possible the Mashiach will come on Friday. Why? Yechivan the Yosef Mashiach. Because once the Mashiach comes, Hakil Avodim mainly Yisrael. All the Goyim will become Avodim, will be an ever slave to the Yisrael. So now there won't be a Shalaf Mashiach comes, they'll stop doing, preparing themselves for Shabbos. Because they won't have to anymore. They'll have the Goyim that will work for them. So now the Mashiach could come on Friday and then all the Goyim will prepare for us. Mashenkin, if Eliyahu never comes on Friday, the Mashiach is not here yet, so then we will stop appearing for Shabbos. So therefore, Eliyahu HaNovi will not come on Friday. Mashenkin Mashiach, as possible, he will come on Friday. So therefore, the only day that we know for sure Mashiach will not come is only on Shabbos or on Yom Tov. Yeah. And the reason is, because Eliyahu HaNovi will not come on an Erev Shabbos or on an Erev Yom Tov. So the Gemara, V'chad B'Shabba L'Shtori, or Bazoi Sunday, it should also be Mutter. We should know Mashiach is not going to come on Shabbos. Why? What's the kasha? Because we're saying now that the day before Mashiach comes, Eliyahu HaNovi has to come. So, Eliyahu HaNovi, how can you come on Shabbos? If you're going to tell me there's an Yisrael Chum, you can't travel Amal Miyasoro, so Eliyahu HaNovi can't come on Shabbos. So, I said that on Sunday, for sure, Mashiach will not come either, because Eliyahu can't come on Shabbos, so Mashiach won't come on Sunday. Elamai Lechura, since we're saying no, even Sunday Mashiach may come, Lechura Tzaraya, that Eliyahu HaNovi could come on Shabbos. So again, the Chiddush should be right. There's no Issa going Lamala Meyud, going Chutz Tchum Lamala Meyud. That's why we say Eliyahu HaNovi could come on Shabbos, and therefore Mashiach could come on Sunday. And therefore the only day Mashiach will not come is only on Shabbos. So the Gemara, Avazei V'chad B'Shabbo Lishdori, or else Lifshu Minah, let's bring a Raya from here, the Ein Tchumim, that there's no Tchumim. That's why Eliyahu HaNovi could come on the Shabbos. The Yesh Tchumim, because if there isn't Yesh Tchumim, he can't travel. Even the Malam Yesoro, the Chad B'Shabbos, the story on Sunday should also be Mutter. To Lo Yossi Lo Yo B'Shabbos. Why? Because Eliyahu HaNovi can't come on Shabbos, because there's an Yesh to go Chutz Tchum on Shabbos. If you can tell me, even the Malam Yesoro is also. So the Zoi, since we say no, that Mashiach could come on Sunday, in Tzuraya Eliyahu HaNovi could come on Shabbos. So for here at Tzuraya, there's no Yesh Tchum, Lo Malam Yesoro. And the Gemara, no, I'll tell you from here, there's no chloraya. Hi, Tana, this Tana here, I'll tell you, Savuke Misafkali. This Tana is Misupik, what is the halacha? Iyesh Tchumim, Oy Ein Tchumim. Ula Chumra. And this Tana just goes to Chumra. Now, he has a Sufik Taka. Maybe there's no Issa Tchumim, Lamala Miyasara. Therefore, Eliyahu HaNovi could come on Shabbos. Therefore, Mashiach could come on Sunday. Therefore, it's also to drink the wine on Sunday. But you can't learn out from here then that it's mut, like in our case, Mitchila, to travel on a ship that goes Chutz Tchum since it's going Lamala Miyasara. You can't learn out that it's mutter because maybe it's Asr. No, the reason why the Tan here was Machmir because he went Lachumra. He had a suffix what the Lachar is, and he went Lachumra here. But in the Gaya Tower case, to be Matim Mitchila to travel on a ship which goes Lamala Miyasara on Shabbat, maybe it's Asr. So at the Gemara, the Koi Amis, the Konoder. Which day of the week was this person here when he made his neder that he wants to become a nozir on the day Mashiach comes? If this person is getting in one of the weekdays, and then when he said his nezirus, it is chal, because maybe Mashiach will come today, is the kasha kivon the chal olei. Nezirus, once the nezirus was chal, and Allah is nezirus is chal for 30 days, heichi asti shabato umafko olei. How, when Shabbos comes, do we say it's mutter for him to drink wine? Why does the din nezirus goes off? Once it's chal, it can't go off. So the more elo de koi bi shabbato v'konoder, o koi bi yomte v'konoder. We're talking about he's standing on Shabbos now and making this neder, or he's standing on yomtev now making this neder. V'yahu yoyme di shorilei. This day, it's mutter, it's not chal nezirus. Because we know Mashiach will not come on Shabbos or on yomtev. From now on, once the nezirus is chal, it doesn't go off. So Rashi learns, Ekivu nechal le nezirus, Rashi learns, Berer Shabbos. Umesavko adil me'osim Mashiach hayem lebezen agodul, ezeichim mishtar relishtes lemoche b'Shabbos, lechish dum me'osim lebezen agodul miyesmol. As if he made the neder. He made the nezirus on Friday, so on Friday then, we have to be mesupik, maybe Mashiach did come to the Bezna Godel, and just you did not hear about it. So it comes the next day on Shabbos. How do we say it's mutter for you to drink wine? Maybe Mashiach came on Friday and the Naziris was chal. And once it's chal, it's not poker. So the Morris Terence says, no, we're talking about you standing on Shabbos and making the nether right now. The locker is, today the nether is not chal. On Sunday the nether is chal, and the Naziris is chal, and once you become a Nazir for the next 30 days, you're not allowed to drink any wine. So the Moravaita. Pamachas, the case of the Mishnah was that Shimon Gamliel was on the ship, and the ship first came into port on Shabbos. So Shimon Gamliel told him, I can see this is the port, that when the beginning of Shabbos, the Ben HaShemoshes, we were in the Tchum of the city. We were not outside the Tchum to say we went Chutz the Tchum. No, at the beginning of Ben HaShemoshes, we were in the Tchum of Shabbos. Therefore, we're going to Shvitz in this city, we'll have to go off the boat. So the Gemara Tono, Shfuferes Hoysele Rav Gamliel. He had like a little round tube. Shehoyu Mabit, he would look into it. V'tzoyfevo apayim amah biyabosha. He was able to tell how far a distance there is of 2,000 amas on the dry land. U'kinegdo apayim biyam. That's how we knew when he was on this ship, he was able to look through his little tube, his little reed, and it was long, and he was able to tell exactly how far away is 2,000 amas. So this wasn't mamash like our telescopes. A telescope we could see much further. It was just on an empty round tube. So Rashi says that the further you look around, since it's smaller and smaller, the smaller it gets. So therefore, he was able to tell the difference of 2,000 amas on dry land, and who didn't connect, he could tell in the yam. So therefore, he was able to tell how come at the beginning of Shabbos Ben Hashmoshes that the ship was in the tchum of the city. Zoti Gemara Haroitzi Leida Kamo Imkei Shogai. If somebody wants to know how deep down the valley or like the cliff off the cliff is maybe the same thing, maybe Shoferis. Let him bring this round tube. O Mabit Born, look inside it, for Yadeya Kamoimko Shogai. He'll be able to tell how far deep down it is. Like he'll measure on the ground how far it looks, how small something looks away, like 2,000 amas. And then he'll look down under the cliff and he'll see the same distance, so he'll know it's 2,000 amas away. Somebody wants to know how tall a palm tree is. Moideid koi mosoi. Let him measure how tall he is. Vitziloi. And he'll measure his shade. Now it's being the sun. And let's say you're 6 feet tall. So if the shade is also 6 feet tall, so you know the shade is exactly how tall you are. Vemele vitzel koi mosoi. Go now and measure how long the shade of this palm tree is. And how long the shade is, that's how tall the tree is. V'yadeya kama goyva shodekel. Remember, you know how tall this palm tree is. V'yata horoitze shaloi tishre chaya ro. You want that a chaya, wild animal, should not rest. V'tzel kever. In the shadow, the shade of a kever, of where you're burying somebody. Rashlan, you put a matzever on top of the kever. And it gives off shade on the side. So you don't want the chayas, the animals, to come there and rest there in the shade. So what do? So build it in a certain slant that there won't be shade. How do you do that? Noyetz kone bedalet shoyes b'yon. Take a stick and stick it into the ground exactly the fourth hour of the day. So Rashi is marked, but why the fourth hour of the day? Because look at Rashi. Noyetz kone bedalet shoyes. Kishabo lasa sabinya. Before you make this matzeva, you noyetz kone b'yabes shoyes b'yon. Stick a stick in the ground the fourth hour of the day. Shoyes to show maskel Hashemes eschamin. That's when the sun begins to get hot. V'yatzel tzoylin. And the shade is still cool. V'noyach, it's nice. K'dermina b'brochis. V'cham Hashemes v'nomes ezer shosh Hashemes cham. V'yatzel tzoylin. Heb'yem ezer abo shoyes. V'lefika chayus misavot tzel v'yoyes to show. V'yoyes to tzad shiyura zeh. She'tzel hakon. S'melo v'chayus know this. And they like to come into the shade exactly the fourth hour of the day. Because that's when the sun gets hot, comes hot, but the shade is still very cool. So Nela, what you do now is stick this stick in the ground, and the fourth hour, when you see which side the shadow is. And when you build your matzeva now, make it slanty, that it should be slanted the opposite way, that at this hour of the day, there's no shade at all. True, when the sun comes to the other side later in the day, there'll be shade on the other side, but at that time, since it's so hot all around, even in the shade it's hot, the chayas don't like that shade. So the kids should make sure that the fourth hour of the day, when the sun is hot and the tail, the shadow, is very cool, at that time of the day, make sure there's no shadow at all. Like build a matzeva in a slant that that time there should be no shadow. So Mimela, the Chayas will not come to this kever and will not bother the kever. And Rashi learns what's wrong if it comes to the kever. We're afraid maybe you'll smell the mace there and it'll start to dig under to eat it up. So therefore, the way to keep the Chayas away from the kever is to make sure there's no shade there at the fourth hour of the day. But the solution I can offer is, again, is stick in the ground the fourth hour of the day. Which side does the shade go to? So make it slanty. Slant it the other way. And you make sure at the fourth hour there's no shade there. Therefore the chayas will not come. So the Gemara might happen to Nechemya Brei Derav Chaniloi Mish. He was learning Gemara, and he got fatracht. He started to think into a sugya. On Shabbos, he started to walk, thinking and learning, and by mistake, like by accident, he walked out of the tchum. So the ma'aseh halacha is, even though you did a b'yonis, but now that you're outside the tchum, you can't walk more than dal damis. You only have your dal damis. So he was stuck. This Talmud was outside the city, stuck outside, he couldn't come in, was out of the tchum. Omalei Rav Chizda, Rav Nachman. So Rav Chizda told Rav Nachman, you should know, Nechemya Talmidcho, Nechemya, your Talmid, Shuri Yibitzar, he's outside the city now, he's outside the Tchum, and he can't walk more than Dal Damas, he's a tremendous Tsar. Like, what can we do for him to help him out? Omalei, he gave an Eitzah. Osaloi Mechitza Shobinayodim. Take a few people to walk outside him. Now, how do these people go out of the Tchum? So Rashi learns, these people all made their Ruvi Tchum in before for the Shabbos. So these, let's say 10, 12 people, are allowed to walk out of the Tchum, because they have an Eruv there. So they'll walk out to see this Talmud, to see Nechemya, v'yukonis, and like, let them walk around in a circle like, so there'll be mechitzis around Nechemya. So then, since he's in mechitzis now, all the mechitzis is like his Dal Damis, and since there's a long line, the line of people will come inside the Tchum, therefore Nechemya could walk in between these mechitzis of these people to walk into the Tchum. And once he comes into the Tchum, then he's back to his original Tchum, like we had before. If the Goyim slept you out of the Tchum, you only have Dal Damis. But let's say you had to go to the Beis HaKisei, we said you're allowed to walk, and once you have the Heter to walk, you can walk into your Tchum, and once you come back in, since you walk back in the Heter, then you have your original Dim of your original Tchum. See also, since you have now people all around him that has a Shein Mechitza, and the Lacha will soon see it like a Shimon Megamliel, if the Goyim schlep you on Shabbos and put you into a new Mokim, into a new Deer of the Sawyer, that there are Mechitzas around you, you're allowed to walk all around those Mechitzas. There also, you could walk all around these Mechitzas, and these bunch of people now will walk you into the Tchum, so they'll come into the Tchum, therefore it's mutter for you to walk into the Tchum. The Ikonis, that was the Eitzah. So the Gemara, Yosef Rav Nachman, Rav Yitzchak, Achuri the Rava. The Yosef Rava, came with Rav Nachman. He was sitting in front of Rav Nachman. Omalei Rav Nachman Rav Yitzchak the Rava. So Nachman Rav Yitzchak, yes Rava. My komi boy the Rav Chizda. What was Rav Chizda's shaila that he first asked the shaila to Rav Nachman? Like, why didn't he give this eitz himself to take people outside and to make the mechitza of people? Elaim, if you want to tell me the case is, b'demoli gav raskinim. Talking about you had a lot of people. In other words, you had enough people to go outside the city there, to go outside the tchum, that they would make like mechitzas all around Nechemya, and these mechitzas would be so long that he's able to walk back into the tchum. So, what was your topic then? Your shayla was, since these mechitzas were not here at the beginning of Shabbos, just in the middle of Shabbos,